Additional dwelling units, or ADUs, would be built next to existing residential structures. They would provide rental income for property owners and help low-income residents find affordable housing. Department of Planning and Permitting Deputy Director Art Chalicombe says limiting the size of ADUs is the best way to ensure affordability.
At $150 a square foot, we're looking at probably about $60,000 just to build the unit. Then there's the sewer fees, the water connection fees. So there's an investment. So from the homeowner's perspective, they're going to have to recoup their investment at some point.
Preliminary rules would limit one ADU per house lot, which must be at least 3,500 square feet in size. The city would lift the family requirement for Ohana Housing, but require the property owner to live in one of the units. The ADU plan is part of the mayor's draft housing strategy, and affordable housing proponents like Betty Lou Larson from Partners in Care say ADUs would provide rentals for lower-income individuals earning $53,000 annually.
About 80% do fall within the affordable range for people up to 80% of AMI. Just the fact that they are small, that they are in all types of neighborhoods, not just in Manoa or Kahala, which might have a more expensive rental, but in other neighborhoods where the rents would be less.
But Kahala resident James Nicolay says ADUs will increase market values of homes and overwhelm some neighborhoods.
Honolulu has a big problem with vacation rentals, and I'm concerned that ADUs would simply become hotel units or vacation rentals in people's backyards. Vacation rentals, at least in my area, are financial crack cocaine. The rental unit is $1,000 a month. As a vacation rental, it's $10,000 a month.
City Council Zoning and Planning Committee Chair Ikaika Anderson says he would like to explore requiring rental contracts with a specified duration to block vacation rentals. But Anderson says passage of the resolution is only the first step in a long process.
It has to go to the Department of Planning and Permitting. It then has to go to the Planning Commission, back to the Department of Planning and Permitting, and then back to the City Council in the form of a bill. The bill would receive three readings before the Council, which takes upwards of 12 months for that whole process to work itself out. So there is a lot of opportunity for public input here.
The City Council estimates that extremely low-income households earning between $20,000 and $28,000 annually are paying more than half of their income for rental housing. The resolution now goes to the full council for a vote December 10th. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.